Opera star Maria Callas died 30 years ago today, but her magnificent voice lives on thanks to a steady stream of releases from her record company. This month, a new 70 CD box set came out to commemorate the soprano's passing. And as NPR's Tom Heisinger reports, the reissued music is a testament to an artist who lived and maybe even died for her art.
Vici d'arte, vici d'amore. I lived for art, I lived for love. Those words from Puccini's Tosca could have been an epitaph for Maria Callas. Just listen to how much emotion she pours into them in this 1953 recording. With her vivid interpretations, Callas succeeded brilliantly at living for her art. Soprano Aprile Milo once said, "Listening to Callas is like reading Shakespeare. You're always going to be knocked senseless by some incredible insight into humanity." Milo also called Callas a huge bonfire, referring to her explosive performances, but also to the fact that Callas burned white hot, then fizzled out, with a voice left in tatters while she was still in her 40s. As far as living for love, Callas was much less successful in that role. A meaningless marriage ended in divorce, and the small taste of love she did find was shipping mogul Aristotle Onassis soured when he dumped her for Jackie Kennedy. The only love Callas really knew, it seemed, was the stage. Her relationships were with her characters. Callas breathed fierce drama into roles like Tosca, Madame Butterfly, and a troubled but strong-willed druid priestess named Norma. For ages, roles like Norma were prime territory for twittering sopranos. They could hit all the high notes, but they missed most of the drama. Callas pumped lifeblood into these characters, giving them hearts, minds, even souls. And veteran critic John Steen says you needn't have seen the great Callas on stage. The proof is all right there on the shiny silver discs.
What we have on the records is an incomparable richness of this fusion of singing and characterization. You actually do see her act. You do see her, as it were, on the stage. The sound of her singing was visual.
Even as a teenager, Callas was passionate about opera, singing complete roles at the Athens Conservatory where she studied. Her professional debut came at the tender age of 17 in 1941. And what followed was a legendary but relatively short career. Callas made her final stage appearance as Puccini's Tosca in 1965. As Callas's voice diminished, so did her zest for life. In the end, she lived as a recluse in her Paris apartment, increasingly dependent on the sleeping pills that may have caused her heart failure 30 years ago today. Callas remains controversial. Even now, opera buffs argue over the fine points of the voice, its defects, and why it came unraveled. But most agree that her genius far outweighed a wobble here or there. The great soprano referred to herself as two distinct beings, Callas the artist and Callas the woman. Perhaps it was fate, but Callas never really found the tools to fulfill Callas the woman. So she poured all of herself into Callas the artist. And that is the Callas who lives on today. Tom Heisinger, NPR News.
You can hear more of her music and see Maria Callas in concert on our website. That's npr.org/music. You're listening to Weekend Edition. From NPR News.